Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guests, great first hour. David P. Hardy has been an icon for me, given education background for years, and a friend of the show. He is a distinguished senior fellow with the Commonwealth Foundation, co-founder and retired CEO of the storied Boys Latin of Philadelphia Charter School. Now, this may be a little bit dated, but Boys Latin, at one point in time, was Pennsylvania's first and only single-gender charter school. Student body, 98% African-American and 74% economically disadvantaged, blending classical studies with contemporary pedagogy. Boys Latin offers rigorous coursework and an extensive selection of extracurricular activities that were storied. And that's when we first met him and had him come on. Of course, he is one of the biggest proponents of school choice, which we haven't heard enough about in this election cycle. But given somebody who founded that school, we thought, too, he'd have a lot to say about what's happening, particularly with black men in Philadelphia, but nationwide. And some of the backfire going on here is almost like, how dare you? You must support Kamala Harris is what this has come down to. Let's go to David P. Hardy on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
How you doing, Dom?
Very well. So, David, that material is still accurate about Boys Latin?
Well, there is another single-gender, all-male school now in Pittsburgh. It's a K-8 school. So we're not the only one, but still the only high school.
So with that background, David, and your political connections now, too, why is it that we're seeing First President Obama but others suggest misogyny here if particularly African-American males are not supporting Kamala Harris?
Well, I think it's a mistake to just assume the worst of people. They may have issues with her policies. And I think everybody has the right to evaluate their political options and make their own independent decision. And I think that there are people have been hurting for these past 4 years. And so they have a right to kind of take a look at what they want to do. I just don't see why they don't get the right. They don't have the space to do that. I think they should.
Sure. Well, because historically, no matter what, no matter what Republicans said, no matter who the Republican was, what I guess I'm asking is that Trump, I think, is the secret sauce here, that there are elements here, good and bad, that allow Trump to break through, because the issues have been there, particularly, we'll get to in a moment, school choice. Is there anything you see or hear about Trump that, or is it just a question of time that people are finally fed up of one party rule and the types of things that haven't gone well?
I think you've been seeing evidence of that for a while. And I think that this is just a continuation of that. I don't think that this is an anomaly because of Trump. I think this is people learning how to kind of think for themselves. And I don't think that means that those people won't wind up voting for her. But man, when you say I want to think about it and you get attacked, you kind of feel different. And I think that was a huge mistake.
Her connection to the community. In other words, saying that she's not African American or something like that, that's a fool's errand. I wouldn't go down that. I don't think it's appropriate.
Never should have said that.
Right.
Yep.
But it seems to be there, some of it is that she's not exactly bonded here. In other words, there's not this sense of this would be not only the first woman, but the first biracial and or black Indian woman. There's not a lot of connection here in Philadelphia that I sense. Why is that?
Well, I mean, first of all, she's from California.
Right. Yep.
And she was the vice president. She wasn't the president.
Right.
So I mean, I don't think she's had a lot of chance here to build a lot of strong bonds. That's just happening recently since she got, you know, the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's really tough to run for president, and you have to be able to go 15 rounds. And I don't think that she's had that kind of exposure to the kinds of questioning and the kinds of scheduling that it takes to do this. And it's tough because, I mean, you got to have the stamina. And I think, you know, it doesn't look like – I think she's running out of stamina or doesn't have the stamina for this. And the preparation. And I think it's hurting her.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Now, school choice has not exactly, once again, if there's any election I'd like to see it, it's crowded out by inflation and the border. But is there any idea that this is starting to be, not a game changer, but it's moving the needle a little bit, David, charter schools, school choice?
I don't see that, Don.
Okay.
They asked, Donald Trump, was he for school choice? He says, yeah. I mean, it's a Republican issue now. They ask Kamala Harris, is she for school choice? And she says she's for charters, and then she starts talking about more funding. So I don't think anybody's really been pinned down to say what you're going to do, how you're going to expand school choice, that type of thing. But it never really does resonate in a national election, in the presidential election. We always wanted to, leading up to the candidacy, they'll always say nice things about it, but when the time comes where the rubber meets the road, that never is a defining issue.
You know, you're one of the people, and I said this the other day, I don't know if you heard it, that I would think of for the Secretary of Education. I'm telling you, the other candidates are also in different ways earth-shattering, and I think unleashed there in a dignified but an earth-shattering way, David P. Hardy would do big things there that would be hard to challenge.
Well, I think that I would make a lot of people uncomfortable.
That's exactly what I mean, David. Yeah, that's exactly what we need. So how does this play out in Philadelphia now? Bob Brady has a bet with me. He came on. He went nuts. I don't know if I can hold him to it. A lobster dinner, if you can imagine, that Kamala Harris will carry Philadelphia by 500,000 votes. President Obama didn't do that, and he was historic either time. I don't think even came that close to it. Biden, the third senator, did not come that close to it.
Are we going to have 500 votes in total?
500,000 win in Philadelphia.
Do you think we're going to have 500,000 votes in total here?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
It seems to be dead. The action's more in the suburbs to me.
Yeah, I don't see that many. I don't think it's 500,000. I don't remember what it was last time. Did they get 500,000 votes last time?
Well, Obama won by 475 one time. That's what he won by. Yeah.
Okay, so they were probably looking at about no more than 600,000 votes then.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the biggest. Yeah. I mean, that was his first time.
Yeah.
That was the biggest, you know, turnout ever.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to match that. That's one thing that really is hurting the Democrats, because they're using the standard of voting Obama's first term. They're not going to see that for a while. That's tough to do.
Wanted to ask you, too, about rising crops. We're big fans of Amon Brown, as you know, and I saw you when he announced when he was running for mayor. And, you know, first time around, there's a lot. It's not like running for president, but it's our version of it locally. These guys have to be Democrats to have any kind of chance. But I see his sensibilities and a few others, even one on city council, that I think indicate you're going to see a little bit more freedom of thought, of black politicians in this area. Are you seeing any of that?
I think you're going to see a little more of that as far as schools. I think you'll see more positive support, at least in the charter school realm. I don't think we're there at the private school realm, but I think that there's a whole lot of data that says that those kids are doing very well. I don't know if you're familiar. Well, you must be familiar with the Children's Scholarship Fund.
Sure.
If you look at the numbers, their kids graduate at higher numbers, much higher numbers. They go to college at much higher numbers, and they do well in school and do well in life. And they've got the data to prove it. And so, you know, while I'm happy that there's a lot more movement towards charter schools, we need all types of schools. We need private schools. We need religious schools. We need people who are low income to have access to better run, better outcome producing schools.
Absolutely.
And
so, David,
that means we need to have a voucher in this
right.
state, and the governor needs to keep this promise and give us
exactly. That. Are you still running Girard College? Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Good.
Yes, I am. I'm having the time of my life over here.
How was it when President Biden came there? How was that visit?
Well, it was interesting. You know, I live on campus.
And, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so the Saturday afternoon before the Secret Service just showed up and started checking out everything to make sure, you know, it was safe. And it was a credible event. Now, remember, we have a 10-foot wall around this place, and the event was held in the armory. So all the, you know, we had agitators outside, but they couldn't get anywhere near the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But it was an interesting event to have a president and a vice president on your campus at the same time. I think that was great for the kids to see.
Exactly. David, thank you very much. To be continued. Thanks for joining us today.
All right, Tom, my pleasure. Take care.
All right, David P. Hardy here on Talk Radio 1210. So here's a little bit more. Here's part two of what Alex Wagner found when she came into Philadelphia. She's from MSNBC. She's on four nights a week, Rachel Maddow, usually on Mondays. We played you part one. We'll play a little bit of this. Here's what Philadelphia women, African-American, told her about Kamala Harris and their misgivings.
What are your feelings? And let me start with the women here about Kamala Harris.
She's a woman of color. I'm not putting her down because of that. And I'm not putting her down because she's a woman. I'm not a feminist, so I'm sorry. But at the end of the day, I don't think that she has the personality. I don't think that she has what it takes to go up against Putin and go up against these other presidents that are built for this. I don't want to be scared because my president is scared. I want my president to feel secure and manly and about it.
We brought up gender, right? Like, do you think it matters that she's a woman and people aren't comfortable having a woman in a top leadership role?
No, I don't think that, because most men, they love their mothers. They love their wives. So as a woman, most men, they respect the woman, but she just don't have the qualification or the education to really run America because she don't have the experience. She don't understand our struggles. Mm. And for me to believe you for another 4 years, you're crazy.
Right.
Like, you're crazy. You're saying the same thing that you said 4 years ago.
So the fact that she's the vice president,
that's
to you,
the
is
bottom
announced.
Line.
You're like, you've been here, you've had a chance.
Yes.
Well, for me, the very first time I ever heard the name Kamala Harris, it was in association to locking up parents for a truancy. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I ever heard of her name. And I really didn't understand how this person claims to be a black woman, but yet she's locking up black women and black men and separating families.
All right, there you go, Henry. So there's a little bit more of this visit to Philadelphia and where the trouble spot is. Now, I contend, though, that Trump has broken through. It's not just the issues here a bit. And you're seeing it play out. So the only thing left here is what happens in those four counties around Philadelphia. Can they run up enough vote? I think Bucks County, Trump's going to do well. I would say Trump is going to win Bucks County. He's going to win total votes in Bucks County. And Chester County, he won't be swamped. But what about Delaware County and Montgomery County? All right. And you just heard Wally Zimmelong on with his attorney about the Mr. Softy truck headed to the prison. What's wrong with Montgomery County? What is the dividing line here? 855-839-1210. You get in. Hit us on the side question. Coming up at 1:30, we're going to talk with Laura Trump about all manner of things. She was on the Charlemagne the God show, Breakfast Club in New York, which was bold to go on there, and it was very good conversation. We'll ask her again, sister, the family, really, of this soldier that was killed. It's in the news today that they say Trump slurred the burial cost, is speaking out against the Atlantic, attacking them. This is a coordinated attack along with General Kelly and others. It's obvious to say that Trump is a threat to democracy. That's where we're going back to again. That's what you're going to hear over the next couple weeks. They think that's the argument that will still move people, move them enough to ignore everything else. Doesn't appear to be working up until now. What will make it work? Well, I think it's going to get dramatically higher each day is what we're going to see. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Hey, welcome in, everyone. So we hope to have in the owner of Jaime's, which is legendary, particularly in the radio TV business, sometime today. We know he was traveling, Lou Barston. And I was talking to Rich in the hallway. Apparently he told me that on the Lower Merion Facebook page, he's greatly under fire. Now, that's a business that is iconic. If you've never been, I mean, it's you've been, you get a sense. It's classic that they are even taking shots. Why? They had some people film a commercial there. They would let the Harris people film a commercial there if they want. And they didn't advertise it as Jaime's. People just figured out that it was Jaime's. So we hope to have that for you in a little bit later on in the show. But we're going to talk with Laura Trump coming up. And it just occurred to me to tell you, Dan's back in the booth here, and I told him about this. But I'm going to ask her. I think it'll be a great question. We're in the closing arguments. Our buddy Robin has put together a bunch of, well, huge Scandinavian business people touring the United States and wanting to know what this election is all about. So I've been asked, Dan, on a beautiful rooftop overlooking Washington Square. I'll have to call up the Founding Fathers, I'm sure.
Yeah.
To tell them for a half hour what it's about. I'm going to ask Laura Trump about that. Robin Schaefer of, think of him as the ongoing story with the windmills and the whales and all that. I'm honored by this. And Dan may be there. Rose going to be there. And one guy's a billionaire that I looked up. And the others are big tech / Sweden. Nobody from Finland. I wanted Finns. I wanted to talk to them about their system. I think they're mostly from Sweden and Denmark.
Ask them what they think about Money Melody being sung.
Yeah, I was going to bring up Money Melody to them. So that's happening right before the election. I think if I ask that to Laura Trump, she'll say stuff about what this election's about coming up that will be really interesting because she is living this in a manner that, I know a lot of people are living this. They're counting down the days to this, and you can't even count them down to the election. I'm going to see if Al Schmidt on the show tomorrow at 1 o'clock says, all right, Dom, I think it'll be done by Friday. Can we at least say Friday, not Saturday, as people are predicting here? This is ridiculous. I know we hear the excuse, well, we don't open the mail-in ballots. I know that. Until 7 a.m. on election day. But mail-in balloting is not as heavy this time. Plus, better machinery, better ability to do it. I like where they're counting it. It's at a remote warehouse in the Northeast, I'm told, with barbed wire. Always like barbed wire. I'd like several dogs out there. I'd like 100 guys with no necks in guard towers. That's what I want to see. Thank you. So it's a perfect place to be counting the vote in Philadelphia. Dan, you have something from the White House. Now, we're going to ask Laura Trump about this, too. We played Bret Baier talking about, hey, take a look at all these headlines. They appear to be desperate. And this is a coordinated effort to say Trump is the most awful human being, threat to democracy, General Kelly telling you that, The Atlantic telling you that, and a bunch of others lined up, generals, Bolton, to tell you that. Here's what Vice President Harris said about all this from the White House.
So yesterday we learned that Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had. Donald Trump said that because he does not want a military that is loyal to the United States Constitution. He wants a military that is loyal to him. He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally, one that will obey his orders even when he tells them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States. In just the past week, Donald Trump has repeatedly called his fellow Americans the enemy from within, and even said that he would use the United States military to go after American citizens. And let's be clear about who he considers to be the enemy from within. Anyone who refuses to bend a knee or dares to criticize him would qualify in his mind, as the enemy within.
Okay, let's stop it there. Now, Trump has not said that, of course. So we'll ask Laura Trump about this. We played your Bret Baier and the 10 o'clock Dana Perino talking about this looks increased two things. This looks increasingly desperate. They're back to threat to democracy. And two, it also looks to be very coordinated. There are several entities involved here all coming together. Now, do a lot of them have personal animus with Trump? Yes, they do. And some of it, like Liz Cheney, it's because of that and the policy, these unending wars. So we'll see how this plays out today with General Kelly. This argument has not stuck, according to any polling, that Trump is a threat to democracy. People are looking at the border and inflation, and they're making decisions based on that. Some of them are looking at those two things, then they're looking at Trump's personality. They're looking at Harris's inability to even answer. We're back to fracking again in Pennsylvania because of her climate person saying, well, she will stop any movement forward on fossil fuels. So you put all these together and it's going to be razor thin. That's exactly right. The upside, we're seeing more Republicans out there with early voting. Now, I had a guy call in today and I didn't go to him. I was going to go to him, but I didn't want to get lathered up on this. And he still was beating this drum that he doesn't believe in mail-in balloting. Not going to do it. Can't wait. He's going to vote on Election Day. All right. We've been down this road before. If you want to do that, I'm telling you, you're not helping the cause. I can't be a blunter about it. It's your choice, but I'm not one of these guys going, oh, that's nice. We know how this works. Now, I got mine and put it in the mail last night, and I feel good about that. Now, I know I'm going to vote on Election Day, but suppose I'm not alive. That vote will count. So, Dan, remember that. I mean, Jimmy Carter, I admire the guy. He was in an early voting line. He's 100. They were wheeling him, and he was backwards like he's barely breathing, and he was doing one thing. He says, that's right. I'm going to vote for Kamala. I admire that.
Did he really say that, though?
That he's going to vote for Kamala Harris?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah, is he the one talking?
I think he is. Yeah, I think he's code. I've seen him and stuff. I don't want to demean. No, I think he is.
I don't want to demean him either, but I've just seen pictures of him.
Well,
and it's not.
Yeah, it doesn't look good, but I've
Henry's the only one that'll get this reference, but it's like the SpongeBob pizza episode.
Yeah, but I've seen him in conversation, so I admire that he's doing that. He's going to go out no matter what with that. But if you bank the vote, we know this. They'll stop chasing you and they'll chase after these Trump people. Go figure. They donate to Trump. They buy his stuff. They come to the rallies. But then, they don't show up and vote. It's annoying beyond belief, but we got to get over the finish line. Okay, Laura Trump, On Deck Circle, a lot to talk about. That first date with Eric Trump, doing that on the Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club with Laura Trump was a great conversation. I think she felt that way, too. And now you imagine there's antagonism there, but it was very well done. All right, so that's coming up at 855-839-1210. First, let me tell you about my friends at Martin Water Conditioning. They're celebrating their 51st year with their annual anniversary sale. Now through the end of October, save on better water for your entire family. We've enjoyed crystal clear drinking water in our home for years thanks to Martin Water Conditioning. It's a great opportunity for you to do the same. We love it, and the Martin Water Conditioning family is incredible to work with. Nobody is more passionate about water. They're thrilled when they get those impurities out. Save up to $500 on select systems for your home. Improve your drinking water. Martin's is offering $100 off the Kinetico K5 reverse osmosis system. And if you purchase a water softener, you may be eligible for a free Kinex salt monitor, which is worth over $150. Special 18 and 48-month financing is available to those who qualify. Save now through the end of October. Don't miss out. These deals are mutually exclusive and won't last long. One place to go to, martinwater.com. That's martinwater.com. All right, Dom Giordano Show, fresh off her appearance on The Breakfast Club in New York. Laura Trump joins us in Philadelphia. Laura, welcome back. And I got to say, I thoroughly enjoyed that conversation. It took guts to go in there, but I think they were reasonable with you. They seemed to like it, particularly talking about your first date with Eric Trump. Next time he's on, we're going to have to get some details from him.
Oh, maybe you can get the real dirt from Eric. I don't know, but thank you. No, you know what? I loved going on there because I think that this is just, it's sort of what Donald Trump has already done. We've got to reach out and ask for people's votes and talk to everybody. And you saw Donald Trump in the Bronx. You've seen him in Detroit. You've seen him in Chicago. You've seen him at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta. We've got to go out and ask every person in this country to take this election seriously. And so I'm glad they had me on. I was honored to be there.
It was tremendous. And it's just what you've brought to the RNC, you and Michael Whiteley. What an uptick. Now, Laura, through, talk radio is a funny business. We have a friend who's bringing a delegation of people from Scandinavia to Philadelphia right before the election. They're big tech people. One's a billionaire, I think. And I have to tell them what the election is all about. And I thought as a closing argument, throwing that to you, I will word by word be working this in. What would your answer be to these people coming from Scandinavia?
Well, this election is so much bigger than just right now and so much bigger than just our country. I mean, this is really about the trajectory of the world. We know that whenever you have a strong leader in the United States, the world is stabilized. And you don't even have to take my word for it. Take a look around. Look at what's going on in the Middle East. Look at what's going on in Europe. Look at how all of these bad actors have been emboldened. And that is why we need strong leadership back. The proof was in the pudding with Donald Trump. You had, for the first time in 82 years, a president with no new wars. You had a guy who actually had peace talks with Kim Jong-un of North Korea when he walked across the DMZ about denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. This was historic and great for everybody. You had the Abraham Accords in the Middle East instead of a war in the Middle East. And on top of that, I think here at home, it's so important for people because we're not just talking about today and the next 4 years. We're talking about the kind of future we want for our children and grandchildren and future generations of this country. Donald Trump never needed this job. He's a guy who would have been far better off personally having never gotten into politics. He's lost zeros off the back of his net worth. He has been slandered and slammed in every possible way. They have impeached him. They have indicted him. He's had assassination attempts against him. And yet he is still in this fight because I think he knows he's the only person who can truly do the job necessary. So it's an important election, not just for us here in the United States, but for everybody in the entire world. We want peace through strength again, and we can have it with Donald Trump.
Couldn't have said it better. I was jotting stuff down. That's the first 20 minutes I have. I'm serious right there with these guys. They'll be, wow, oh, that's what it's about. This continuation, I don't know if you saw it here in Philadelphia. We've been playing Alex Wagner, who holds down on MSNBC, coming to Philadelphia, talking to black men, and more surprising to me, Laura, to black women that really are very, very critical of Kamala Harris. And that's a major reason they're looking at Donald Trump. We're seeing this right here in the cities.
Yeah, well, Kamala Harris is a phony. It's a phony campaign. She didn't get a single vote from anybody. Joe Biden, of course, got 14 million people who voted for him to be the nominee. They pulled him right out, pulled the rug out from under him, plugged Kamala Harris in. And there's been phony enthusiasm for her from the very beginning. They dumped hundreds of millions of dollars into her campaign, worked, of course, with their allies in the mainstream media to try and prop her up and make anyone think that she would be an exciting candidate. I'll remind everybody, about 6 months ago, it was Kamala Harris, who everybody referred to as Joe Biden's insurance policy, that he wouldn't have the 25th Amendment invoked on him because she was doing such a poor job as vice president that everybody said, man, no one could imagine Kamala Harris as president, so Joe doesn't have anything to worry about. They won't kick him out of office right now. And yet, here we are. She's phony to the core. She'll even change her accent if it means that she can pander a little bit to more people in this country. And I think the thing with the American people is that people are smart in America, and they really desire authenticity. And there is no one more authentic to his core, sometimes for the worse, but I would say for the better.
Well, wait a minute. The last time you were on, I threw a question in about French fries because we vaguely heard it. I don't think it was ripe yet then. Then he shows up right here in Feasterville making French fries and working the window.
I mean, it's so good. And you know what? He didn't even try to get in the full suit. He still wore his suit and tie. He took his jacket off and put the apron on. I heard somebody on the left melting down because he didn't have a hairnet on. That's when you know you're winning, you know? It was so great because he was still himself. And even as himself, he can relate to everyone. He can serve you through a drive-through window. He can add a little extra salt to the fries. He can chat with the people who work there on a daily basis and really talk to them like a human being. And I think that it really humanized him, and that's why they're so upset on the left, because Kamala Harris in her wildest dreams could never have done as good a job as Donald Trump working at McDonald's. And I know it wasn't a full shift for all the crazies out there. It wasn't a full shift. He didn't work a full shift. It's crazy.
Closing work to do. I've been telling listeners, this is the first time I voted by mail. Look, I know I'm going to vote on election day or I'm dead, but at least my vote's in. But you have to do it. And you were one of the first that we had on that talked about this on a national level when, let's say, in Republican circles, it wasn't that popular. But we're seeing the results. We're hearing in Nevada, there's a guy named Ralston who really covers politics out there. Republicans turning out for early voting one way or another. Arizona, the numbers here with Sean Parnell have gone up by about 5 percentage points. Give us a sense of what you see playing out.
Yeah, and this has been important because we can't go into Election Day in such a deficit and have so much to make up. You just spoke about Arizona. Arizona is a great example of what happens and what can happen in elections when everybody waits in the Republican Party to go out and vote on Election Day. You had that Kerry Lake election, which a lot of people remember. There was this very red district, and one of the polling locations there went down on Election Day. All the machines had an issue, and you had a line wrapped around the block. Well, listen, people have lives. I have two young kids. I know how it is. Somebody gets sick. You got to get back to work. You can't wait hours and hours and hours on end in this line. And a lot of people got out of line. And it may have been the reason that Kerry Lake did not win that election. We want you to bank your vote. We want you to go vote early. And then it allows us as the RNC and the Trump campaign to actually use our resources and go after the low propensity voters out there. Those are people who don't vote in every single election cycle, but when they vote, they always vote Republican. We have identified these people. We know how to track them down. So once you get your vote in, we stop harassing you. I know we get a lot of texts and a lot of emails going out from us. I'm sorry. Even my mom complains. But that's why it's so important. And the numbers of people turning up to early vote on the Republican side right now are historic. The first 2 days in North Carolina, you had Republicans outpacing Democrats. Nevada, we are far outpacing the Democrats in early in-person voting. Arizona, Georgia, I was in Georgia on Saturday. The lines were down the street to get into these early vote locations in Georgia. So it is working, but we can't take our foot off the gas. If we keep up this trajectory that we've seen so far, all the way up to November 5th. It will be a massive blowout, bright red map win for Donald Trump on election night. So let's keep it going. Nobody get complacent. Keep getting out there and voting and taking people to go vote with you.
Any website, any place else you'd tell us to go, Laura Trump?
Well, if you don't know whether you're registered to vote, if you want to check your voter registration, find out where to vote in your area, you can go to swampthevoteusa.com. Again, swampthevoteusa.com. Now, in Pennsylvania, the election registration period has closed, so I hope everybody's registered. But you can find out where to go vote in your area, either early vote or election day, at swampthevoteusa.com.
Thanks for coming on. I hope we speak before the elections. And by the way, thank you for doing my homework here. I'm just going to cobble that speech with these Scandinavian guys. It came right from, I can't get you Donald Trump here, but I got Laura Trump.
It's very
right
Kamala
here.
Harris of you to just take it word
right.
for word.
Yeah, and,
you know.
That's right. I'm becoming
right?
a Kamala
yeah,
Harris here. Yes.
Get to the real work. Just
exactly.
phone it in.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very
Appreciate
much. Glad she accepted that. Now, my work is done. And she pivoted right away to the world, started with the world.
That was great.
Yes. Swedish, I believe, and Danish. I have to come up with some good Danish jokes here.
You should bring a bunch of Danishes.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been in Scandinavia. Let me think.
Is the food Danish actually Danish?
Yes. I think it's they're not exactly cuisine. It's a lot of fish, and it's like smoked fish. The one thing they have that I, you know, this might be a side question now with this. I'm just thinking. We've never done things Scandinavian.
No.
But I do have a good one for Pam Monday, Anderson. Dan. You missed this. We didn't play it yet. This is cut. Henry, where is it here? The wild would cut. Oh, yeah. Cut 20, Dan. We'll play a little bit of this. This is going to be Monday's side question, I think. Cut 20.
A man that I was dating at the time worked for Ramagosa, who owned the tram cars. And I just spoke into a recorder, and that's been used ever since.
Now she's suing the city and several other entities she says have benefited from the use of her verbal instructions to boardwalk pedestrians.
She has not been paid a single penny for this. All she's received are free tram car tickets, which she usually gives away.
Other defendants include the Wildwood Boardwalk Special Improvement District, which purchased the tram car system in 2004. The Wildwood Historical Society, Maury's Piers, and St. George's Stores are also named. The stores sell tram merch, including plush tram cars that speak when you squeeze them.
It was only as of last year that they started selling the plush toys that had my voice, and they're making money on the toys.
She doesn't like the toys now. That was the final straw. Yeah. Now, of course, I have tram car experience driving the tram car somewhat successfully. I drove it on the boards for a while. I didn't know. Then I drove it on the concrete. We all witnessed that. But suing them over this.
I don't know if I want to take sides here, but yeah. Look, it comes back. My brother played college football, right? And yeah. There was a time where NCAA was doing a football game, NCAA football, where they were using the likeness of college kids and selling, you know, their right. information, right? And I thought it was only right that my brother receive money. If they're going to sell, you know, his likeness, he should receive a portion right. of that, right? So I feel like this is kind of a similar case here, where the woman, she initially recorded it, I'm assuming, for a public service, right, for the
tram car. Boyfriend. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but also I mean, there's the addition now. If they're selling her likeness, I do think she should earn a little bit of royalty on this, right?
They guesstimated, her attorney, Dan, it's billions of times this has been used.
Wow.
Or more.
But how many times, attorney, though, has it been used to make money?
Yeah, well, that's the difference,
you know?
Here. Yeah. But the thing, yeah. Let's go to Jay in Sewell, New Jersey, on Talk Radio 1210. Today's side question, known by that first name. Jay, what's yours?
The only name in radio, Dom.
Hey.
Thank you very much. You know how much mileage, Jay, I've got out of the laziness
Get
of people
the name
saying
right.
Don?
D-O-M.
Oh, my God. It's just such fun. Thank you, Jay.
I know. When anybody asks me what I'm listening to, I just tell them the Dom Show. They know what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you very much. That's a good promo, guys. I'm just saying there, yes.
Noted.
But the Don thing. How many different ways?
Don Geronimo Show.
Oh, I've been listening to you for 20 years, Don. Yes, the Don Geronimo Show.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was great. All right, more calls are coming up here at 855-839-1210. We hope to talk with the owner of Hymie's, who's under fire now because they filmed a commercial there. They didn't even say it was Hymie's, but it was for President Trump, just like the guy over at the McDonald's that's under fire. Let us know if you're headed there. We had a guy call in through the drive-thru. I hope to meet with a guy next week. We're working on it. And again, Yelp had to stop the commentary because of how bad it was, just out of control of people trying to sink this guy who has a thriving business, employs people. And he said, Kamala Harris can come here. Why can't Harris, if she worked at McDonald's, put a little spin on it and outdo Trump with something like this? Does she have it in her to do it? I wonder if they're tempted to even try it. All right. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. For years, I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Natural Supplements. After making their omega-3s a part of my daily routine, from supporting heart health to providing pain relief, they provide essential nutrients that impact our bodies in so many ways. Listen to the recent comment from Carol. She says, triglycerides are at an all-time low. It increased my well-being, while joint pains and muscle aches have decreased too. People like Carol have trusted Rescue with their health goals. And now it's your turn. For a limited time, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer in any of the seven Rescue three choices. To get this special radio offer, call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or use the code online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, use that code OMEGA50, O-M-E-G-A-50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
Yeah, that's right. It's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. Some less political, but no, you know what? We're going to stay political today because, Dom, I have a Who Did It Better. We're playing some cover songs a little bit early. We got Money Melody coming up at 14 with another great cover song. But, Dom, the all-time worst cover song is option A. I'm going to play it back for you. Then I'm going to play you back an option B, and you got to choose which one you think did it better. So option A, Dom, take a listen.
Would you take that shot? Oh, just let it slip. Yo, this palm's sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, it's vomit on a...
That's the voice of Taylor Swift, the girlfriend of Travis Kelce, right? That's
right.
Ready to drop bombs, but it keeps on forgetting what...
All right, so you got option one there, and then option two, Dom. How about we hear from a former president? Take a listen.
I notice my palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, vomit on my sweater already, mom's spaghetti. But on the surface, I look calm and ready to drop bombs, but I keep on forgetting.
It's still good. Barack Obama, Dom.
Yeah, Taylor Swift's worse because that's, I give Obama a little bit of credit for that. He was introducing Eminem, but serious point I wanted to ask. My Eminem knowledge, as you know, is only hyper-competitive. I get exactly, particularly that one song. And I think he does that better than anybody. He encapsulates that. It might be the most telling, the music, the moment thing to me. It speaks to me. Exactly. I could see playing that.
It's one of the all-time great hype songs. I don't know if there's much better.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? That's a great side question. What's a great song to get you hyped?
You know what? I'm running.
So while you're writing that down, here's some Eminem talking about who's endorsing for president.
Okay, I got a question about him.
Going into this election, the spotlight is on us more than ever, and I think it's important to use your voice. So I'm encouraging everybody to get out and vote, please.
Right, out there endorsing the Kamala Harris.
All right, the charge here, okay? I'm trying to, a couple people on Fox, on CNN, and we have the cut. We'll play it a little bit later. Scott Jennings gets into it with the whole gaggle there, the Republican on CNN, making the point, you know, we always hear about misogyny, Trump and this. A couple of things. Doug Emhoff, do we believe women or not? These women are saying he whacked around the girlfriend, right? He impregnated the nanny. How is this guy to be telling me anything about manhood, really? Doug Emhoff. Maybe he ought to stand down. But has Eminem a history of domestic violence suggested one way or another to hype a song? Have any knowledge of that?
Yeah, no, it's you're right. I do have the audio for Scott Jennings here. Yeah. Take a listen.
And so when you think about the things he has said in order to sell those records,
And you also consider some of the questions that are swirling around Harris's own husband in this regard.
Oh, my God.
I find,
you don't even get 12 seconds.
I find...
I'm not going to let you go into the far end of BS.
I'm just telling you.
Scott,
look, you can't go.
Listen, I can't.
This is the same network, Dom. It's been covering Trump's allegations for years.
No, and this Emhoff guy, look, I gave him credit. The way he talked about his wife at the convention was beautiful. But then a lot of this stuff starts to surface about him. He starts about manhood and all, along with Walls. Who are these guys to tell us about being a man? Give me a break.
That's all I got for Dan Time, Dom.
All right, but do you sanction that?
Right, 100%,
I didn't know the history of Eminem and domestic violence.
There's a lot of,
the song Kim.
Yeah, you kidding me? Yeah, there's definitely
he's
a lot about it.
He's advocating it, or what is he?
Joking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in a way that one probably shouldn't joke about domestic
abuse. Well, obviously.
Yeah, give that song a listen.
Look, when you bring up these endorsers, problem is, we all know this, there's an upside, Eminem in Detroit. But if we're, to Jennings' point, if we're going to be attacking Trump constantly on this, maybe you can't be, looking the other way with Doug Emhoff and with Eminem.
Let's just say, you're not bringing Eminem for an assembly in an elementary school to teach young boys how to treat women, that's for sure.
Yeah, so if that's the point, I get the allure of using him. There's a lot there, and Obama did a good job. I do like Taylor Swift, though. I like that so much. Even hearing say, is acceptable. All right. So we're still
ready to drop bombs, but he keeps on forgetting what he wrote.
We're still trying to get on Lou Barson. We'll see what happens. Not promising from Jaime's. Got a lot of people calling in about it, though. And as I said, I talked to Rich, the Lower Merion Facebook page. Dan, maybe you can pull it up. Let's see what they're saying about it. So it's a famous Jewish delicatessen, okay? And the Jewish Coalition, Republican Jewish Coalition, I know the head guy pretty well. They were given permission to film a commercial there as a backdrop of a Jewish delicatessen, but it didn't identify as Jaime's. And now all hell breaks loose on him also. At least it appears to be. The McDonald's guy. The other side just is telling you, if you are a business, I'm going to give you another one in Norristown that Victor Fiorillo at Philadelphia Magazine just wrote about. He supports him, even though they have a giant Trump sign there, and he's not a Trump person. When does it stop? It only stops if you wake up every day, you beat them, you beat their policies, you put in as many people that are going to push back on them. They're not going to stop this, but they have to be diminished so they can't continue to intimidate people. One of the ways to do that, go over to Jaime's, have a great lunch, go to that guy, the McDonald's out there in Feasterville, support him. Overwhelm them with capitalism. That's the way to push back. Buy the Trump cookies, as silly as it seems, at Loschel's. I gave you the number today if you missed it, over 31,000 to about 2,500 for her. Put out the yard signs. Let them know you're not going anywhere, and they're going to lose this time. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.